Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, May 18th, 2021, getting into the week here. We have got a lot to talk about today, and as usual, we're going to do news until we run out of news. Then we're going to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, opinions, and observations. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, so let's get right on into it. On this day in 1980, Mount St. Helens erupted. It was a huge eruption, one of the largest in recorded U.S. history, and darkened the sky over several states there. And I remember when Claire and I lived in Washington State, we went down there to see the remains of it, and was definitely impressive there. Okay, now yesterday, talk about coincidences. Yesterday, I was talking about this new HBO documentary, The Crime of the Century, about the opioid crisis and how Big Pharma made a ton of money off of it. And just as I got off the show last night, I turned on the TV and there was part two of the documentary. It's in two parts. It's a four-hour documentary. And so I did watch it, and I went to the HBO website and hunted down the times for episode one. They didn't have episode two listed yet, but I'll keep an eye out for that. This is something you really do need to watch. And if you have any lingering doubt that the purpose of the medical industrial complex is to make money off of you, this documentary is going to erase that. This is a must-see. When it becomes available on a DVD, definitely want to buy this one for your library. And once again, it's called The Crime of the Century, HBO Documentaries. It's on episode one is on several times this week. I've already got my DVR queued up to record that. Okay, let's get into the election fraud because there's a lot going on there. And there's a story that came on out from Cuz Blue saying what we've ultimately been saying all along, that if the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors believed in the results of their election, they would welcome the audit. But that's not what's happening. They're doing everything possible to block the auditors, to hide the equipment, to hide the routers, to hide access to the Dominion voting machines. They're basically telegraphing that something crooked happened on that election. Another article, this one from UNS.com, saying exactly the same thing. If there is no election fraud, why are Democrats desperate to block Maricopa County? Not to mention everywhere else where audits are taking place here. And, Democrats are refusing to comply with court orders. They're saying that the audit is racist. There's no basis for that, but they really don't have any other argument they can use to explain why they're working so hard to try and block an attempt to verify what happened last November. Now, remember, the burden of proof is on the government here. And I get a lot of emails from people saying, well, you've got to prove there was fraud. No, I don't. We don't. We have a government that is claiming authority over us on the basis of that election, and that means the burden of proof is on them to prove the election was fair and honest and that they are the legitimate government, and so far they have failed to do that. And politics is perception, and this extraordinary effort to block all attempts to verify the election from last November is telegraphing that there is something to hide. Another article along the same lines, this is from Investment Watch blog, talking about Arizona GOP Chairwoman Kelly Warr, basically saying, you know, if this election was so clean, why did the Democrats need a well-funded propaganda machine to try and defend it? Now, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors held a meeting yesterday to try and strategize their conformity, in other words, get their lies to line up, ahead of a grilling before the Senate that is taking place right now as we speak about missing files, missing passwords, and why Dominion voting systems seems to have been running the election, which was, after all, the job of the county supervisors. Over in Windham, New Hampshire, their audit has is showing ample evidence that the voting machines favored the Democrats. They're simply not reliable. They cannot be trusted. Dr. David Strang, MD, is the Belknap County Republican Committee State Committee member. And on Sunday, he examined the latest results from the Windham, New Hampshire elections audit. And he said the results are just stunning. And they're were at least two other towns that had these same voting machines that showed Democrat favoritism. And according to Dr. Strange, these voting machines were always the machines that were fed the most ballots in these communities. This is a repetitive peculiarity that is being seen. So Dr. Strang believes the state has a huge problem on its hands. The election cannot be verified. And the totals from the Windham machines cannot be replicated. Only the hand counts are reliable. And the machines, based on the hand counts, were shorting Republicans at a greater rate than Democrat candidates. And this was a consistent pattern all the way through. Now, remember, if it was an honest accident or software error, then you would expect statistically errors to fall on both sides of the break-even point. There should be as many errors harming Republicans as there are benefiting Republicans. That did not happen. Everything that happened always benefited the Democrats. So the Windham audit team is going to the New Hampshire Senate race to look at that again, because they're thinking that GOP candidates all across the state were shorted votes, and the entire election for the state may have been crooked. Story out of Investment Watch blog talking about this mysterious situation where the closed circuit TV cameras were mysteriously disabled in the audit room for 90 minutes. Just a complete blackout so that somebody could do something nefarious. And there are multiple cameras, and we could maybe understand a camera going down, but they all went down for an hour and a half. Now, attorney Matt DiPerno held a press conference in Antrim County and said that anyone with access to the voting machines could go into those machines after the election, change the results, and backdate the cheating. DiPerno and his team say the tabulator machines could be reopened after the election. The machines could then run more ballots through the tabulator, print off a new tabulator tape with new totals, and then backdate that tape to November 3rd. In other words, the machines were wide open for fraud. And unfortunately, this came in just before we went to airtime. The 13th Circuit Court Judge Kevin Eisenheimer has basically dismissed the Antrim County election case. The judge ruled that William Bailey, a resident of Antrim County, had received the relief he sought after he filed the lawsuit last year following the election. Bailey was seeking an independent audit, but the judge decided that the February risk-limiting audit conducted by the county clerks themselves were sufficient under state law. Now, the lawyer, Matthew DiPerno, again, is going to appeal that decision and ask for reconsideration. He's also going to file other lawsuits as well. But it basically shows us the entire system has become corrupted, where, you know, the judges up to and including the Supreme Court are absolutely refusing to look at this. And this is, you know, this is the biggest political scandal in U.S. history. Now, down in Fayette County, they're having a primary election today. And it's already being reported by KDKA television that their voting machines are not accepting Republican ballots. All the ballots are marked with a barcode, and ballots being fed into the machines that are from Republicans are being rejected. I mean, it's that open and that blatant. Story coming on out of Knock Report, talking about Jovan Pulitzer, who became famous for testifying before state legislatures about voter fraud. Following that, of course, he was attacked by corporate media and the Democrats. He was denounced as racist and, you know, a Trump supporter. They tried to discredit him, and that really did not work. And in an interview with David K. Clements on The Professor's Record, Pulitzer revealed that he had been offered a $10 million bribe to drop his investigation of election fraud. So they really are getting desperate out there. Speaking of election fraud, as you're probably aware, Amazon employees recently had an election regarding unionization. The union lost, but now, according to this story coming out of Al Jazeera, no less, it turns out that the security department at the Amazon.com warehouse in Alabama had the keys to the mailbox the company encouraged employees to use to mail their ballots into the union election earlier this year. So Amazon was able to get into that mailbox and pick out the ballots they wanted to go forward and get rid of the ballots that they did not. So election fraud is happening all over the place, including Amazon. It is really, really scary. And I get all these people calling into the show and talking about, well, we're going to retake the House and the Senate in 2022. No, you're not. Until somebody takes a sledgehammer to all those computer machines and goes back to hand-counting all ballots in front of witnesses, the Democrats are never going to lose another election. We are going to be a one political party nation like the former Soviet Union, and that did not work out very well for those people, and I really do not want to see it here. Okay. Now, last week, Revolver News pointed out the key hatchet man promoted to the Pentagon to basically purge the military, rather, of all Donald Trump sympathizers and install these radical race theory. His name is Bishop Garrison. He's the head of the Pentagon's new Countering Extremism Initiative. And by the way, other armies around the world, like Russia and China, are laughing at this, that we're eviscerating our own ground military in the name of political correctness. But Bishop Garrison is out there basically saying that free speech is a digital black plague. In other words, he is at war with that First Amendment. Now, I'm an old-fashioned constitutionalist, and I hold that any government that is not 100% in compliance with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is not a legitimate government of this land. And we have seen the Fourth Amendment be eviscerated. They're certainly on the warpath against the Second Amendment. And now they're on the warpath against the First Amendment, hiding behind corporate lackeys like Facebook and Google and Twitter. And they're turning this country into something really, really ugly. Over in North Carolina, we're going to have more riots for this one. The district attorney for Pasquotank County is not going to bring criminal charges against sheriff's deputies who shot and killed Andrew Brown Jr. in Elizabeth City, saying that the shooting was in fact justified and the deputies reasonably believed it was necessary to use deadly force to protect themselves. Now, I don't know the circumstances of the case, but it's we know from past history there's going to be more riots. Black Lives Matter and Antifa are going to be out there burning up the cities because they're not getting their pound of flesh. Story coming out of Fox News, amazingly enough, there is a new group called the Unsilenced Majority. It was founded by Mike Davis. He's a former staffer for the Senate Judiciary Committee under Senator Chuck Grassley, and they're planning to fight against cancel culture by giving the woke left a dose of their own medicine. And, you know, he's talking about organizing investors and corporations to start pushing back against woke culture, because he says these corporations that are going woke are not doing so out of a sense of commitment or belief or ideology. They are being pressured by shareholders, who are being pressured by the liberal media, and it is now time to provide a counterbalance. And he's absolutely right about that. It is time for patriotic Americans to start making a lot of noise, to call the companies that you own stock in and say, you know, go back to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, or I'm going to sell my stock. Now, the corporations made themselves a battleground in wokeness, and now they're going to have to live with that. Getting on to COVID-19, Andrew Cuomo has now announced that New Yorkers can get rid of their face masks after all, just 4 days after he said everyone had to keep them on despite the new guidance from the CDC. So he must have like seen the poll numbers and heard the anger out there. Meanwhile, Target is going to follow Walmart, Costco, and Trader Joe in ditching face masks for fully vaccinated customers, except where local rules order their use. Now, I don't know if this means that when you go into Target or Walmart, they're going to ask to see your vaccine card or not. Or if they're going to rely on the honor system. But I'll be very honest. The last time Claire and I were in Walmart, we saw a lot of people not bothering with those masks anymore. And I still wear mine because it makes a point. My mask is printed saying, if pants can't stop a fart, do you really think this mask will stop a virus? And people will read that and they'll laugh. And it makes them think. And I think that's a good use for the mask to have. Story coming on out of the Gateway Pundit. The CDC director is finally admitting what we already knew. COVID cases were overcounted in the hospitals. Remember, there was a financial incentive that when hospitals reported a COVID-19 death, they received some money. But the CDC is now saying that only 6% of the deaths claimed to have been caused by COVID were due entirely to the coronavirus. All the others were ancillary causes, and they just put COVID-19 on the death certificate for the financial inducement. So the CDC's new numbers are saying that only 9,210 Americans died from the COVID-19 alone. The rest died from other serious illnesses they had in addition to COVID. Now, keeping an eye on the number of vaccine injuries and deaths, I think we're already back in 1976, where the vaccines are causing more harm than the actual virus is itself. And that was a big stink in 1976, and it's turning out to be a big stink here in 2021. And all of those social media outlets like YouTube that have been banning people for being the voice of caution, all of those deaths and injuries from the vaccines are on their hands. The blood is on their hands. And I'm sure that the top executives there are well invested in Big Pharma. And the low-level workers are going to say, well, I'm just following my orders. But again, you know, the Nazis said that at Nuremberg, and they still wound up hanging those people. So, by the way, as an experiment, I'm still banned by YouTube, by the way. And I'm still looking for a new streaming service so I don't have to go back there. As an experiment earlier today, I typed in hot oil nude massage into the YouTube page, and you would not believe the flood of, you know, pornographic videos that were served up in response to that search. And yet my show, which says let's be careful about these vaccines, gets banned by YouTube. I think it's a little hypocritical of them to be allowing one and not the other. And I'm going to be doing some other searches on YouTube to look for some really gross and disgusting things and, you know, and try and publicly shame YouTube for taking the position that it has. We're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
COVID-19 and something else the corporate media is not reporting on is how more and more people are refusing to get those vaccinations. And so what is the United States going to do with all these extra vaccines they bought and paid for with your money? Well, they're starting to ship them overseas to other countries that are still feeling the panic from COVID-19. And looking at a story coming out of domagood.com, the Biden administration has announced that Washington will ship 20 million more vaccines overseas, saying that it's up to the United States to fight COVID around the world because no ocean is wide enough to keep us safe. And it sounds really good, but that's how they're going to get rid of all those extra unused vaccines. Now, OSHA has come out with a major bombshell. As you are already aware, there are laws that prevent you from suing the vaccine manufacturers from adverse reactions caused by their product. When they're indemnified like that, of course, they can make mistakes. They can rush and people can die and be permanently injured and nothing happens to them. But OSHA has now said that employers who mandate COVID vaccines as a condition of continued employment can be held liable for the adverse reaction. So if you're working for a company that says you must get the shot and you get an adverse reaction, you better get on the phone to your lawyer because OSHA is saying your boss can, in fact, be sued for the damages that you are suffering. All righty, let's get into the international news now. And I'm sorry to report that things are still pretty much the same over in Israel and Palestine. And they're still shooting at each other. Now, Israel is claiming there'll be a ceasefire in a few days. I think they're counting on the Palestinians running out of rockets, although, to be very honest, they have continued a lot longer than most people thought they were going to be able to keep it up. So it's really getting ugly there. Israel is now targeting Gaza hospitals. And Israel obliterated a number of buildings and roads, impeding emergency service access to locations affected by the attacks. According to Palestine's Ministry of Information, over 1,000 residential units have been damaged due to Israeli airstrikes, as well as 36 schools and primary health care clinics. The Ministry of Information estimates that $18 million worth of damage has been done to streets and infrastructure in the Gaza Strip. And Israel bombed one of the power distribution stations, basically plunging Gaza into the dark. And unfortunately, if there are any people in their homes with electrically powered medical assistance devices, well, they're being basically left to just die slowly. More than 200 Palestinians in the Strip have been killed since last Monday, including 60 children and 34 women. Three of the women were pregnant when they were killed, according to the United Nations Human Rights Office. Remember that T-shirt the IDF used to wear all the time? It said, one shot, two kills, and it showed a very pregnant Palestinian woman in the set of crosshairs from a rifle scope. A little bit of sick humor there. One story coming on out of Gaza, there was one house that was hit. 10 family members were killed, but one baby survived. And they dug the baby out of the rubble, and it's now with relatives, but at least it's that one survivor there. Meanwhile, the Israeli military invaded the Al-Maqasid Hospital in East Jerusalem in direct violation of international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention, which forbids military forces from invading hospitals and medical centers. So the Israeli troops attacked the Palestinian civilians of the town of Al-Tur. Local youth threw rocks at them. Oh, how dare they do that? And patients at the hospital were impacted by sound bombs. And so, yeah, it was an ugly situation. You know, it's interesting because you're seeing Israel's supporters all over saying that, you know, Palestine does not have a right to fight back against Israel. That's like saying a woman doesn't have a right to fight back against her rapist, in my opinion. And I think it needs to be put in those terms. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes hit the Red Crescent building. That's the Palestinian equivalent of the Red Cross. Again, a medical facility. Two people were killed. And again, this is a blatant violation of international law and the Geneva Convention to target these medical facilities. Palestinians in Israel, occupied East Jerusalem, and the West Bank are now calling for a general strike from all the way from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean. They want to do it to show unity amid the ongoing Israeli bombardment on the Gaza Strip. Now, interestingly enough, oh my goodness, I got to take another break here. we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the ongoing conflict in Israel and Palestine. Now, Israel maintains an offshore gas rig near Haifa, which has now been caught up in a huge, huge ongoing fire. The Israeli media is saying that the explosion was caused by a technical malfunction, but we cannot rule out the possibility that the Palestinians were able to get to that facility and cause some damage. Don't forget, the other day, Israel claimed to have located and sunk a Palestinian submersible weapon. So there may be something out there. We really don't know. Meanwhile, Palestinian resistance fighters targeted an Israeli warship off the Gaza coast as the fighting enters yet another week. And the Ezzedin Al-Qassam Brigades, which is the military wing of Hamas, announced in a statement that an Israeli battleship had been hit off the coast of the Gaza Strip with a barrage of missiles. So they're proving to be a little bit more difficult to deal with than Israel expected, I think. Meanwhile, claiming that Lebanon had fired rockets at them, the Israeli military is now shelling Lebanon. That's going to ratchet up tensions between Lebanon and Israel. And I'm looking at this article coming out of Sputnik News saying that it may be time for Hezbollah to step on in to save Lebanon from a potential collapse, you know, because of this additional pressure coming in from Israel. Over in Ramallah, Palestinian armed groups are holding protests in the city in support of their Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. And the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, which is a coalition of Palestinian armed groups in the West Bank, announced the decision on Monday. So everybody, they're continuing to gear up. The situation is getting worse. It's not getting better. And adding to the fire and fury and fatalities, the Biden regime has signed off on the sale of $735 million in missiles to Israel, the same exact type used to strike the Gaza Tower that was housing international media outlets. And you would think this is making things worse. But according to U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken, he says the Biden administration is working to end the violence in Israel and Palestine, and that's why they sold Israel $735 million worth of bombs, which you're ultimately going to pay for, as well as interfering in all efforts by the United Nations Security Council to try and rein Israel in. Over in Iran, the foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, came on out saying that the U.S., with this weapons sale, is helping Israel kill more children with more precision. So this is a, you know, Israel is turning into a global pariah, and they are sadly taking the United States with them. We reported on this yesterday. It is now three times the U.S. has blocked the United Nations Security Council attempts to urge a ceasefire in Gaza. So much for Blinken's comment about working behind the scenes for peace. So these Israeli airstrikes on Gaza have resumed. And meanwhile, Netanyahu is thanking the Biden administration for blocking efforts by the United Nations Security Council to call for a ceasefire. Okay. All right. Now, here's an interesting little story. It's coming out of Sputnik News, and it's blowing the whistle on what appears to be a secret Department of Defense, you know, secret army, for lack of a better word here, and they're equating this scandal to the Pentagon Papers, which came on out and revealed that the U.S. knew they could not win in Vietnam, but kept the war going for years afterwards because nobody wanted to be the person who stood up and said, we've lost this one. So this report that has come on out says that the Department of Defense is operating a 60,000-strong troop secret army that operates inside the United States of America when necessary. It engages in covert operations abroad, and if the existence of this force is confirmed, it would violate numerous United States laws as well as the Geneva Conventions on the Rules of Armed Conflict. Although at this point it's pretty obvious that we have a government, unelected I might add, that sees itself as above the rules and above international law and above the Geneva Conventions. So the Department of Defense is operating this 60,000-troop secret army with zero congressional oversight. And they have an annual budget of almost $1 billion. And this actually came out from Newsweek. And Newsweek is basing this story on dozens of Freedom of Information Act requests, the analysis of 1,600 resumes and job postings, interviews with people involved with this, and apparently they're also spending a lot of time online trying to deal with increasingly complex technologies. In other words, they're trying to hack the net. Who knows? Maybe this was the group that took down the Colonial Pipeline. Another article on the same tactic. This is from the Daily Mail in Great Britain. And says that the 60,000 strong undercover army, the agents are trained to create secret identities for themselves, don disguises, and use fake identities to pursue high value targets. So it is this huge, huge clandestine secret army. Meanwhile, Russia has established a military base in the far north, and Moscow is saying this is our land. They're saying it's the Nagurskoye Air Base in the Franz Josef Land Archipelago. Was originally built during the Cold War as a weather station. It has now been enlarged with missiles, a radar system, and a runway capable of handling nuclear bombers. And Russia is now out there saying that this is our land, our territory, and don't you dare try and intrude up here. So Russia is definitely staking their claim to the Arctic and the mineral riches underneath the ice on the bottom of the ocean floor. Another story, this one coming on out of Russia today. Russia has developed a new radar. It's called the Yenisei radar, and it's equipped with remote control stations. In other words, there are multiple antennas that are sighted in different places, and it is allows it to evade U.S. jamming. Now, with the current, or shall we say the now obsolete, single-site radars, the U.S. Air Force is very effective at jamming these radars. But it won't be able to affect the Yenisei because it traces and assigns targets with higher precision when countering powerful jamming. It is safe to assume that by accepting Yenisei into service, the Russian aerospace forces have removed the Americans' tactical advantage of jamming. Okay. Apparently, this radar can also track and assign ballistic missiles. That's a scary thought. Right. Now, we talked about the former commander of the Space Force, Matthew Lohmeyer. He was demoted last week and removed from command for speaking out against critical race theory infiltrating the U.S. military. And he was interviewed by Sean Hannity yesterday and said that they're teaching our military that whites are inherently evil. And you have to sort of figure out, why are they doing that? Are they going to really get an army ready to march against the white population of the United States of America? Posse comitatus be gosh darned. Okay, getting on into the economic news, and there's a lot out there. There is still an ongoing gas shortage left over from the disruption of the Colonial Pipeline. And right now, 90% of the gas pumps in Washington, D.C. have run dry. A total of about 12,466 stations are now closed for lack of product. Gas prices have climbed to a 7-year high. And we may not be out of the woods yet, because this story came in just before we went to airtime. Colonial Pipeline is claiming they're now experiencing network issues that leave customers unable to access their fuel shipments coming through the pipeline. And it's a system that allows customers to reserve space on the line, make changes to their batches, or receive updates on fuel traveling through the system. As of this morning, it was inaccessible. And it may be that the hack is continuing, that somebody wants to disrupt the oil economy of the United States. There's a story floating around that the ransomware group that launched this to begin with has now received $90 million in cryptocurrency. And again, with this network disruption, you have to wonder, were they really dumb enough to come back and hit the target a second time? Or is this, in fact, a training exercise by some covert branch of the United States training to do the same thing to other countries? Or worse, is it some foreign nation practicing on how they'll shut this country down? In either case, it is underscoring the fact that our cybernetic infrastructure is wide open and unprotected. We have seen cybercrime just running rampant all over our businesses and our personal lives, and a government that just seems completely, completely uninterested in it. And to me, that's another sign of the very poor management that this country is under right now. His fraudulency, Joe Biden and the Treasury Department announced yesterday that they're going to start sending monthly checks of up to $300 to 39 million families with children under the age of 16, basically due to an expanded tax credit for families with children. And I know they need the help, and I'm glad they're getting the help. But how is Biden really planning on paying for all this? Or is he just doing an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and simply saying, well, we'll pay for it. How will we pay for it? Well, we'll just pay for it. When Alexandria came out with the Green New Deal and everybody looked at how much it was going to cost, and they said, how are you going to pay for this? And she said, well, just pay for it. Like, it's not her problem to solve that. And on top of everything else we're dealing with, it looks like we may be hit with a modern-day dust bowl out in the West, and they're calling it the mega drought, and a big part of it is because the infrastructure for water distribution and irrigation in the western part of this country has not been properly maintained. And as of the last time I looked into it, it was only capable of delivering one-third of the amount of water it was originally designed to deliver. And there are breaks in the aqueducts, and perfectly good water is leaking into places it's not needed. Just all kinds of damage. And it has sparked a water crisis at the Oregon-California border. And there's going to be a lot of hostility up there. They can't send water to dying salmon downstream. They can't provide water to a half dozen wildlife refuges. And as a matter of fact, California and Oregon have cut off the Klamath Valley irrigation system to farmers and fisheries. What's that mean? Means there are going to be food shortages, people. Better start stocking up now. Another story on the same topic. This is from Zero Hedge. They're calling it the mega drought nightmare. No water for crops, horrific wildfires, colossal dust storms, and draconian water restrictions. And CBS News is saying that this could evolve into a permanent drought condition. Well, if you look at the history of the United States of America, the West was originally a desert and always was in drought. And that was corrected with this massive water distribution system that was basically set up in the wake of the last Dust Bowl. But it has been allowed to decay and just fall into ruin in a lot of places because our government wanted to spend the money on new missiles and new submarines and new destroyers and F-22s that asphyxiate their pilots and F-35s that still don't fly right. Not to mention all the money that's being poured all over Israel. And ordinary Americans are being left to fend for themselves. And without water, they're going to be hurting. Okay. There is a new grassroots agenda being reported over in, Narela.org. And they're talking about the National Rifle Association is hosting up these walk-ins, if you will, to try and oppose federal gun control. And they're going to be spending at least $2 million in this fight against federal gun control. And I certainly hope they win, because especially if the U.S. government is creating an army that sees white people as bad, then white people need to get armed up, and they need to get armed up and trained now. Okay. getting into some science news here. There is a geomagnetic storm that is hitting the Earth today, and they're saying the storm watch is in effect between today and tomorrow. There were two Earth-facing sunspots that basically put out these coronal ejections and sent these high-energy particles this way. So if you're living in the northern latitudes and you have clear skies tonight, you might see some pretty spectacular aurora displays. That'll be kind of fun. NASA is actually starting to take seriously a proposal to send a probe out to Saturn's moon Titan to try and capture potential extraterrestrial life that could exist in those methane lakes, and then try and use some of that methane as fuel to power the journey back to Earth. Of course, that means they're going to have to take some kind of an oxidizer with them for the trip. But NASA has basically thrown a $125,000 grant for further research. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Back to our show, and let's see, we've got the mega drought, we've got the pipelines aren't working, Infrastructure is collapsing. You know, what's out there that could make things even worse than they are? Well, there are these cicadas. And the cicadas are an insect, and they have a 17-year breeding life cycle, and the 17 years are up, and they're starting to hatch out in Tennessee, and they're going to hatch out in the millions. And unfortunately, right here in Indiana is considered kind of the epicenter of cicada mania. And they're predicting we're going to start seeing them by this Friday. It's a little late in the year for them to be coming on out because the month of May was a little cooler than normal. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. It's called Brood X, and there's, you know, when the entire brood emerges, backyards are going to look like they're underwater with just waves all over, and it's going to make a huge, huge racket. And so that's going to make life kind of interesting. And they're going to be above ground for about 4 to 6 weeks, and then they burrow back underground for another 17 years. That's going to be kind of interesting there. All righty, we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines, 512-248-8252. This is kind of a fable for our times here. Story coming on out of Zero Hedge. There was this gentleman who applied to Apple for a job. He was a former manager at Facebook. He's an author and a journalist, and he basically moved to take a job with Apple, only to have the people at Apple circulate a petition regarding a book that he wrote 5 years ago. Now, the gentleman is Antonio Garcia Martinez. The book is called Chaos Monkeys, and he described it as a total Hunter S. Thompson gonzo mode. Apple management knew about the book, but enough of the Apple employees got upset and woke. They put pressure, and this guy has been let go, and he completely upended his life. You know, he sold his old place, he moved out to work at Apple, and now his job is gone. Over at PBS, they're indignant. They're absolutely indignant that almost half of Americans do not believe Biden, that white supremacy is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland today. We've seen all this anti-white stuff. And when you consider that almost half of Americans see themselves as white, they probably sort of comprehend that they're not terrorist threats. I mean, I'm not a terrorist. I'm obnoxious, irritating, and overbearing, but I am not a terrorist. All right, we're going to start taking phone calls. David in San Francisco, I'm probably going to have to take you through the break. What's on your mind?
Oh, howdy, Michael. Yeah, I heard you talking about the... close to the top of the hour. I heard you talking about the Arizona recount. Have you actually ever read the Georgia election bill?
Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact, and it's tightening up areas where cheating takes place.
Well, what I was going to raise with it, and it comes up in the Arizona one, that, you know, America's voting used to be considered a private affair, right? That you had privacy in an election. And in the Arizona so-called recount, they're demanding data on the people who voted. And if you read
but that's not the same thing as getting the data on how they voted.
They are.
I'm going to put you on hold. We got to take a break for station identification. Don't go away. I'm going to come right back to you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.